Millions of kids eat their lunch at school. Schools in the United States served more than 5 billion meals as part of the National School Lunch Program last year. Each meal has to meet federal rules for nutrition. And as we hear in this signature story from NET News and Harvest Public Media, those rules are up for debate, and changes could be coming to cafeterias in Nebraska and across the country. Well, should we get some lunch?
Yeah, let's do it.
It's lunchtime at Norris High School, part of a rural district near Lincoln. I grab a tray, and school superintendent John Scretta takes me to the salad bar.
You've got celery stalks, chopped broccoli, cucumber slices. This ain't your mama's school lunch.
That's mostly thanks to the Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act. It was passed in 2010, and it forces schools to switch to more whole grains, cut calories, limit fat and sugar, start reducing sodium, and serve more fruits and vegetables. Goodbye, Sloppy Joes. Okay, so now we've got our lunch. We're sitting down. I've got a Southwest burger with fresh pico de gallo and a whole wheat bun, some mixed veggies, corn, carrots, green beans, mixed fruit, and a little salad with some lettuce and some cucumber slices and tomatoes. The new lunches didn't get 5 stars from everyone. Some students missed their old staples and ditched the fancy new lunch. But Superintendent Scretta says the rules are teaching kids how to eat healthier, and they don't have to go hungry.
There's essentially an all-you-can-eat fruit and vegetable bar, and that's on promoting the right kind of calories, because school-aged children consume about half of their daily calories in school.
Despite any backlash, almost all schools have made the changes, and studies show kids are eating better. But some schools have seen a drop in the number of kids buying school lunch, especially kids who pay full price. Diane Pratt-Hevner is spokesperson for the School Nutrition Association, which represents school food programs.
It's counterproductive if kids are actually deciding to not even participate in the school lunch program altogether.
The SNA wants more flexibility in the nutrition rules to keep more kids buying lunch. And it appears lawmakers are listening. School lunch standards are up for reauthorization in Congress. Both the House and Senate have plans that would scale back the standards, but they would do it in different ways. Let's take a look at sodium as an example. The Senate says yes, reduce sodium, but do it more gradually. The House says stop, no more sodium reductions. Pratt-Hevner is glad to see lawmakers are willing to adjust.
We're concerned about schools' ability to meet those sodium limits and still be able to provide students an appealing, tasty meal.
Margot Wutan, a nutrition advocate with the Center for Science in the Public Interest, says students started bailing on the school lunch program before the nutrition changes. Regardless, she says it's important to follow through even if schools need more time.
The science is very strong, showing the importance of sodium reduction to protecting children's health.
The Centers for Disease Control say 9 out of 10 kids have too much sodium in their diets. That can raise blood pressure and increase the risk of heart disease later in life. And Wutan says the current sodium standard for lunch still gives kids more than half of what's recommended for the entire day.
The next level of sodium reduction for the school meal programs is not to super low levels. It's just to less super high levels.
But schools can only do so much. Mel Mandalay, the food service director at Norris Schools, says participation has been stable there. Things like more vegetables and whole grains aren't that hard to sell. But low sodium is. The food just doesn't taste good to kids compared to what they eat out of school.
Unfortunately, the thing that makes an impact on that is what we're doing at home. And so until the industry can catch up and get the at-home food that people buy to be on the same wavelength, then I think that that's going to be a challenge.
Both school lunch bills would back off on whole grain requirements. The House would also let kids buy another hamburger if they wanted and increase reimbursement for school meals by reducing the number of low-income schools that serve free lunch to all students. But it may be a while before there are any changes. Neither the House nor Senate has voted on their version of the bill yet. And Congress doesn't have to do anything. If they don't, the current standards just carry on. Schools do want to know exactly what the rules are for next fall, but nutrition advocates say they'd rather stick with a leftover law than end up with something that carves up the current standards. For NET News and Harvest Public Media, I'm Grant Gerlach.